Water. The Lake Victoria Water Works Development Agency has projected to spend at least $34 billion annually to undertake mega water projects in Kakamega, Bungoma, Busia, Vihiga, Nandi and Trans-Nzoia counties. This was revealed during the launch of the agency's 2023-2027 strategic plan that was presided over by the Cabinet Secretary Ministry of Water, Sanitation and Irrigation Engineer Eric Muga, who was accompanied by Kakamega Governor Fernandez Barasa. The agency targets to implement water gravity schemes to reduce the use of electricity to pump water that would enable water distribution companies to lower water tariffs. The agency has outlined programs on water for schools, programs on water for health facilities and also for urban areas. In urban areas, the agency will also provide portable water for households as well as establishment of waste treatment facilities in the region. In schools which will not be connected to the main water schemes, the agency will establish boreholes with a solar pumping, which will also support the surrounding communities. These strategic themes are not mere words but a firm commitment to addressing the most pressing challenges faced by the communities we serve. We are dedicated to ensuring that every household, every institution, every industry within our mandate has access to clean and proper sanitation, essential for health, dignity and economic development, noted the CS. He said the agency has demonstrated capacity to implement life-changing projects which include water for schools such as at Kwanzaa Girls in Trans-Nzoia, Makumu Girls in Kakamega, St. Augustine, Lukuna Girls in Bungoma, that have transformed the learning environment by providing reliable access to clean water. He said the agency's ongoing projects such as the Kapsengere and Kamatke Water Project in Nandi County, the Kapkateni and Kimalewa Water Project in Bungoma County, is a clear demonstration of relentless efforts to meet the needs of the communities. In Kakamega County, the Bakaya Water Project and the Kakamega Last Mile Connectivity supported by the African Development Bank and the Government of Kenya are moving forward and we are confident in their success, the CS noted. He said the agency has planned to undertake Cuban Dam Water Supply Project in Nandi Hills, Kipkurel Dam Project, and various water supply and sewerage projects across Kakamega, Bungoma, Vihiga, Busia and Nandi counties. These are projects that are designed to enhance our water storage and sanitation infrastructure development, ensuring that no one is left behind. Every drop of water, every project that we undertake has a direct impact on the health, the well-being and economic growth of our communities. This is our driving force and that is why we must remain committed to executing this plan with excellence, integrity and transparency, he pointed out. On his part, Governor Fernandez Barasa said through partnership with the agency, Kakamega County is going to implement water projects to achieve the Kenya Vision 2030 of 100% water coverage. The Principal Secretary State Department for Water and Sanitation, Julius Cora, asked counties to develop water master plans. He said the ministry has the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan, NAWASEP, which is guiding its programs and has been cascaded down to the agencies. I want to confirm that the strategic plan we have seen is aligned to all the aspirations and goals for the country, especially those with the commitments we made under the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, Africa Agenda 2063, National Kenya Vision 2030 and the current administration plan, he noted. The Chief Executive Officer of Lake Victoria North Water Works Development Agency, Joel Wamalwa, said the agency has through the strategic plan selected projects that will enhance sustainable infrastructure that will ensure that all the works that go into such projects are compliant with the best standards in the industry. We have designed our projects to be mainly gravity and with gravity schemes. I can assure residents that once those projects are implemented, the tariffs will be manageable. They will not be as high as they are because some of the systems we are using today are entirely dependent on electricity and that one pushes the cost so high to a level that can be unmanageable. We have friendly schemes that have been designed to ensure that even the water service providers around the counties we serve will provide affordable tariffs because we have given them water that will require less energy input, he added. The CEO also noted that the agency has designed projects to respond to the current serious challenges of climate change in the region, for instance Port Victoria and Budalangi areas which floods during heavy rainfall yet they lack sustainable water. Port Victoria and Budalangi are areas that receive quite heavy flooding whenever it rains. Coincidentally, such areas do not have sustainable water, he pointed out. Still on climate change projects, the CEO noted that the agency has repackaged the Ziwa, Likuyani and Tongareni water projects that were serving people during the colonial times but whose ponds have declined due to climate change. All these projects that we are proposing in this particular strategic plan are geared towards reducing the operational and maintenance costs. Thus, when we successfully roll out, it will be an investment opportunity for many of the stakeholders here to take a leap in this particular investment, he added. As we move forward, we are aware that urbanization rate is growing very fast, and this means that even in our rural areas, people are putting up facilities and small markets and also establishing homesteads. This will demand that we connect them with the water infrastructure that can meet that particular demand, he added. To reduce non-revenue water, the CEO said that the agency is going to activate the water police unit that will monitor the established infrastructure to ensure that illegal connections, illegal water takeoffs are sealed. Then such persons who are responsible are prosecuted accordingly within the law. We will soon enter into a memorandum of understanding with water service providers that they have to purpose to manage those particular infrastructures. Where there is poor water supply is where we have these other people who find an opportunity to supply water by puncturing the main supply and then selling to people, he added.